I'm joined by George Rinker, who is on the ballot this November for Des Moines County Sheriff. Mr. Rinker, thank you very much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right.
It's great to be here.
It's nice to have you. So I guess I'll start off with the obvious question. Why do you want to run for Des Moines County Sheriff?
Well, I see, just to simply put it, we can do better, which does not imply that we haven't done good, but we can do better on a variety of things. We need to concentrate on being proactive and progressive, because the way things have been done in the past isn't going to improve the results without thinking and acting outside the box. So I believe in being progressive and proactive to be successful. And those are among my main reasons for considering being the next sheriff.
You mentioned being proactive in areas. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, typically, law enforcement is a reactive service. Somebody's had a bad day for whatever reason, and they call law enforcement in on the circumstances to potentially help. Oftentimes, law enforcement is not able to help the situation, but by reacting, you can help control it and keeping situations from getting worse. So there are things within law enforcement where we can be progressive and proactive. And in areas where proactivity can minimize crime, can minimize the loss of property, can minimize loss of life, there are things that we can do to make a difference. And those things are things that I'm going to concentrate on as sheriff.
Do you have any? Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, what are some of those things you plan to change to implement that proactivity?
Okay, well, for one thing, major crime is on the tips of tongues of everybody in our communities. We need to work proactively to try to reduce crime. And one of the things that I will work on is developing a major crimes unit that will work proactively to enforce the laws and arrest and apprehend multiple crime offenders. Now, by doing this, it will involve a multi-agency cooperation thing between the Sheriff's Office, Burlington Police, West Burlington Police. We used to do this years ago when I was in Chief of Police in West Burlington, and we were very, very productive at it. And what we would do is we would get a collection of officers from all the departments, investigators, patrolmen, reserve officers, command officers, and we would go infiltrate an area that was a high targeted crime area. And as I said, we were oftentimes very successful in reducing the particular crimes that we were after. And sometimes we even apprehended criminals that we didn't know we were after by being out there in force. So it was a very productive process, and we need to do that again. That way we're proactively investigating through surveillance and intelligence gathering, and I think it will make a difference to reduce crime. That's probably one of the most important things. I intend to implement a sheriff's inmate work crew. It would be a voluntary, supervised group of inmates, non-violent criminal offenders, that will go out into the community and do community service projects, sandbagging when we have flood season, cutting grass, shoveling snow, removing graffiti from public buildings, doing services on public facilities and public locations for public organizations, even to include schools, churches, and ultimately could involve helping disabled veterans, disabled citizens, whether financially or physically disabled, to merely cut their grass or shovel their snow when they're not able to do that. And I think it will make a big difference in our community. It will make a big difference to the inmates because they can work off their jail debt. And so when they do get out of jail, they don't have this huge debt for incarceration looming over their heads. It will help that. And, of course, it will get them out into the fresh air. It'll get them out doing something positive, maybe build some self-esteem, maybe even help them learn a degree of trade, if you will, whatever the job is that they may not have experience in. So I see this as a win-win program to be productive and proactive to help our communities. There are other things that the sheriff, I feel, is going to need to be working on proactively, because after COVID, we don't know what circumstances are going to be, and the sheriff needs to be ready to work with his budget to get the most bang for the buck, so to speak. And that's going to require continuous monitoring of expenditures and making sure that we effectively utilize the budgeted dollars. And one of those things that I anticipate doing is consolidating fleet fuel costs and vehicle repairs in cooperation with the city of Burlington to save taxpayers' dollars. I think we can significantly impact the amount of money that the sheriff's office spends yearly through that consolidation. So there's a variety of things that we can do. I will tell you this, one of my big efforts will be immediately, as soon as possible, is to eliminate a problem that most people don't know about, and that is that our deputies do not have immediate emergency access to any of our schools. In the event of an emergency at a school, the first thing the school is going to do is lock down the school. And once they do that, our deputies as first responders do not have immediate access. And so I have conferred with all of the school superintendents, and we all agree that this is a priority, and I'm going to get that taken care of to where we have immediate access, as well as improve upon the patrol services with the schools, both during school hours and school events. Consequently, we can even work on establishing a better rapport with the students, staff, and parents. So those are all proactive things that will make a big difference in our daily operations.
You mentioned
are you still there?
Yes, sir.
You're getting me on my soapbox here, and I apologize.
No, that's perfectly fine.
I think you can see I'm very impatient to do this. And while some of these things, you might say, well, these are little things, but it's the little things in everyday life that we must pay better attention to and accomplish and do a better job of.
Right.
And I know that we can do that.
Right. And you mentioned briefly forming a new, for lack of a better term, task force with a combination of different departments. And do you think that is... You mentioned that is budgetarily doable. Do you think that is a possibility within the current budget?
My simple and quick answer is yes, and here's why. Because I believe that we need to refocus our priorities. If solving crime, if reducing crime is a priority, we will make that work budgetarily. If it requires overtime, it requires overtime. We have a very successful narcotics task force, of which I was part of initiating when I was police chief in West Burlington with the sheriff and the chief of Burlington at the time. So I'm one of the founding fathers of the Southeast Iowa Narcotics Task Force that has been around for a long, long time, and they've been very successful. I would include those folks in that task force in our major crimes unit, because obviously we all know that narcotics and substance abuse and those various related crimes are part of major crimes in our community, and they lead to other crimes in our community. So they obviously would be an integral part of this unit. But what I'm talking about is taking, like I mentioned, reserve officers, street officers, patrol officers, detectives, command officers. When we did this before, the sheriff at the time and myself as chief of police in West Burlington, and occasionally the chief in Burlington, we were all out at night hunting for these particular, whether they were car burglars, commercial or residential burglars. We were out in our own unmarked car sitting surveillance, sometimes all night long. So it was a collection of officers from the different departments. And as I mentioned before, we were very successful. I can't remember a time when we weren't successful, that we ultimately, within a few days of initiating our exercise, we usually caught who we were after, and sometimes we got more than what we were after, which was great.
Right.
So that's an old idea that we can tweak, if you will, with new people and new technology that we didn't have back in those days. But we have great sources of technology and intelligence now that would help us apprehend these criminals. So we know who to watch for, when to watch for them, where to watch for them, and those kinds of things that would greatly help us get these people off the street.
Right, and just another quick thing here. An aspect a lot of people have mentioned to me is public outreach with local law enforcement. Do you have any plans for that?
Well, I do certainly, and I alluded to it a little bit through the school patrol services thing. We need to. We can always do better at improving the rapport with children in the schools, with parents, with teachers. We need to do a better job than just driving down the street and waving, and we can do that. So the students, parents, teachers get to know the deputies that are protecting them. And once you do that in the community, whether it's the schools or civic organizations or what have you, once people get to know one another and create a relationship and better rapport, then the officers, the deputies can get more information from people who are willing to tell them what's going on, that helps the officers and the deputies do a better job. Success is built on relationships, people willing to talk to people. And we have to think and act outside that box to improve those relationships. I've been a law enforcement officer for 20 years, and the last 8 of the 20, I was the police chief. And we would not have had much degree of success if it wasn't for the relationships that we had with people in business, people from churches, people from schools, citizens who trusted us, knew us, and were willing to tell us about things going on in their neighborhoods or at work or at a business or what have you, that helped us help them eliminate criminal problems. So building a rapport, relationship, and using your word of outreach to the citizens is a major, major plus for any law enforcement officer.
Right.
And it's important. And it's another one of those little things, but it's an important thing.
All right. I guess I'll wrap things up here with the big question. Why should the people of Des Moines County choose you as the new sheriff?
The people of Des Moines County should vote for me on November 3rd because I've talked to you about being proactive and being progressive. I'm not going to sit back in a chair and watch life go by. We are going to be proactive. We are going to do things that are going to help the community, to reduce crime, to make life safer in Des Moines County. I don't believe in sitting back and resting on the laurels and sitting back and watching life go by. I want to be out in the forefront. And when I say I mean the department, the sheriff's office. This is not an I organization. It's a we organization. There's a lot of great employees who work there who have dedicated their lives to a profession that, frankly, right now is not very popular, of being a correctional officer in the jail, being an officer out on the street. But they have dedicated their lives. They're well-trained. They're good at what they do, and they're very highly motivated to do a good job to make our communities and our county safer. And I am the guy that is going to be a better leader, a better organizer, and most definitely a better communicator. And in being a communicator, you first must be able and willing to listen. Effective communication begins with listening. And if you're not willing to listen, you can't listen and talk at the same time. So I am a good leader, I'm a good organizer, and I'm a good communicator. And that's what we need to move forward, to be progressive and proactive, to increase the safety and reduce crime in this county.
All right. Mr. George Rinker on the ballot this November for Des Moines County Sheriff. Mr. Rinker, thank you again for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me.